They had me in court there 4 or 5 times in Baton Rouge, and arrested ahead of me. They had him in court several times. But then, well, they kept a human thing down before they'd come in there and show the driver's license or something like that, and that was it, you know. In other words, it doesn't show no qualification. Doesn't show whether a man's qualified to think about it. I told one of those doggone lawyers that one day, I said, I might as well get out here and kick. I got a few cows and drive them by the polls and say, now here, vote old so-and-so for so-and-so and so-and-so. Call my cows by name. I said, vote them. That's about what to do with the majority of niggers. Not only here in Louisiana, not in the South, but that's in the North too. They're hurting. They're voted in blocks. They'll all admit that. And the more they do that, the more complicated it is, and the more crooked way it goes on. What's going to be the purpose of it? I'm not smart enough. I know my by far, but I know if something's wrong. The Bible tells us that all these things are going to come to pass before the end of time, but yet it's not the end of time. Nobody knows. But it's one thing sure. The end of time is closer than it's been ever been before.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's facts. We don't know how close. It might be 10 years, might be 50 years. I don't know. But unless the world problems is getting so bad all over, one country against another, even if they're not actually in war, they're in verbal wars, and got all of them scared to death. Our president is gonna have us in a war before it's over with. I think the president done the wrong thing. I don't know. I might be talking out of school to you. I don't know whether you was a draft dodge or one of those fellows or not. I wouldn't think so. But then when he pardoned all those people, what's he gonna do when he has to come here and draft a lot of these young fellas? They said, well, I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna dodge it. And they said, well, why? Well, you pardoned all these other fellas that had done it. I didn't agree with them. We didn't have no business in that war over there. Wasn't it? A lot of our boys are killed over there, and one thing or another. They wasn't fighting. They were there just holding the line. They couldn't shoot. If the line were down through there, I couldn't shoot you, but you could shoot me. What is that? That's not a war. Got to go into a war? Well, that's all right. But then let it be a war. Let it be the best man win. And all through the Bible there, I've been reading quite a bit in the Old Testament here.
Deuteronomy.
How's that?
Deuteronomy.
Oh, Deuteronomy, I'm in Nehemiah now. I started at the front and come on down. I'm in Nehemiah now. I've read all through the Bible before, but I never have caught it straight through in my life before. I've read the New Testament. Straight through, I started there and I finished that, and then I started it. And at the first of the Old Testament, and I got into Nehemiah, just about to finish up Nehemiah. And all those old kings and prophets and one thing and another come along now, they, when they get away from God,